Red Hawks were attacking. Now the Red Hawks attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlin Center. The Penguins moving from our right to left as Jet and I sit high atop the area of play up here in the opulent luxury broadcasting booth. Sakoy now, the three ball attempt from the left wing. Doesn't get anything. A little bit of rim, but that's all. On the fast break, it's thrown out of bounds and into the Penguin bench. The pass was intended for Elizabeth Thomas. And Thomas couldn't hold on to it, and it ended up in the Penguin bench with 19:11 to go. 2-0 Penguins. The Penguins will bring it in now as Janish in the backcourt. Finds Flatten on the way in. Flatten has to dive for it, and it's stolen away. From Flatten, it's thrown up to Gehringer, who buries a deuce. 2-2 Jet, 1 minute into it.
No doubt about it. The Lady Penguins, though, have started off with a pretty good tempo so far. Alicia Flatten scoring the first basket and getting the first steal of the game very early. It's a good way to start, Stu.
Flatten now on the inbound. She brings it across the timeline with 18:50 to go as the clock rolls. Flatten with the screen off of Gomes. Flatten left side. She runs into Paige Barrett. Barrett threw the leg out, tripped Flatten, sort of inadvertently. 2-2 fans. Game one, Calbag doubleheader tonight on radio.dominican.edu. Now there's an official timeout. Something's going on over at the... I see. They can't get the shot clock reset yet, so Brandon Davis must step in to assist. 18:45 to go, fans. Once we get back underway, I noticed out there...
All kinds of technical difficulties tonight, Stu.
Yeah, that's right. We're working our way through them. Quick inbounds to Gomes, and Gomes is all alone with a clean look, and Gomes overthrew the bucket. Red Hawks now bringing it up with very quick action. Here's Rackley. She's got the left leg. It's not taped up. She's got a serious brace on that left knee. Jet. And now it's stolen away. Oh, and it ended up in Jet Jackson's hands as Alicia Flatten came right here in front of the broadcaster's booth, dove for it. Jet jumped out of the way. Good
real
move
quick
there,
too.
Jet. Nice to have the presence of mind there. I would have liked to have seen you bat that one back in and maybe go for the deuce.
No doubt about it, but I had to think fast on that one,
yeah,
Stu.
That one came right up. I noticed you guarded your iPhone there as that one came up. So you don't want the phone to get hurt. 18:15 to go, 2-2. Jet showing some early 0-9 moves. Now it's 4-2 as the two-pointer by Paige Barrett goes down from the left side. Good play there. Now Gomes has it between the circles. Gomes over to the right side. I don't know why there was a big buzzer overhead there, Jet. I'm not sure what that was about, but Gomes has got it on the left wing. Gomes took a three ball. Gomes drives in high off the glass. Gomes is fouled. Gomes is not even close to knocking that one home, Jet.
Not even close. But she goes ahead and gets a chance to make up for it with these free throws. And the Penguins have proven, men and women's this year, that we have had troubles when it comes to free throws. So let's go ahead and drop these. Go ahead and get the free points. You know I hate when we miss the free ones, Stu.
Yes, you do. And this one is so perfect. A high, majestic arc out of Gomes, and it goes down 4-3. Penguins trailing now. The foul was called against Alyssa Foster, Jet, 6'2", junior, out of Helena, Montana. This one is very high, and this one also drops. So Gomes is perfect in the 0-9 part of the campaign, at least on air. Now the Red Hawks bring it up. Red Hawks from Simpson University up there in Reading. Rackley now. Drifts around the top of the key. She fires it down low to Thomas. Thomas baseline, Thomas two. Ooh, Thomas just flung that one up there. She's got the hose very high, Jet, and she nailed the two-pointer. 6-4, Penguins trailing. Here is Flatten. She brings it out to Gomes on the left wing again. Gomes is going to go back in. Now she gets outside. Baskerville on the way, three ball. Oh! Baskerville knocks down a tray, and now it's 6.
That was Chelsea Janish, dude. That was Chelsea Janish who went ahead and knocked down that trip.
Pardon me. You are absolutely right. 7-6 with a three ball. I'm just getting going myself here.
Oh, no doubt about it. I forgot it was 2009 this morning.
It's okay. You correct me. Now, while I was being corrected by my partner, Katie Gehringer drifted in with a nice low layup from the right side. She knocks it home, and now a whistle. And the foul is called against... I'm not sure who that was called against, Jet.
I believe that foul was called against 20 up court, I believe.
Elizabeth Thomas, then, if Jet is correct, and I have a feeling he is. He usually is. And now here comes Michaela Baskerville. She brings it in after the inbounds from Flatten. Now Janet, right side, on the way. Oh, brother! And that was a tremendous two ball out of Janish, and that's two in a row, Jet. We got to keep an eye on her. Boy, you got to go to the hot hand. 10-8, fans. 16:30 to go in the first half of this CalPAC doubleheader. Men are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. So far, Lady Redhawks playing the Penguins very tough. Outside, on the way, Rackley, two ball, very long, right side, good. 10 up. Up court now very quickly. The Penguins in transition. They fire it up to Tokoi. Tokoi over on the left side on the baseline. They get it over to Baskerville. Now Janish has it knocked away from her by Rackley. Rackley brings it up herself. Rackley going to go the distance. Rackley painfully short and ends up on the floor. The Penguins have it 5-on-4. Rackley's down. Rackley had time to get up. Janish with a bullet pass up to Flatten. Flatten underneath. Tokoi. Oh, deep.
Tokoi with the easy miss. Easy miss layup, so you got to be able to stay on top of those.
It's easy to miss those.
Yes, sir. But
should have made it.
It's easy to make them, too.
That one, Tokoi will see on tape and want to. She'll try and figure out what it is that she did wrong on that, because you're right. That was about as easy a look as she's going to get. Fouls against Elizabeth Thomas with the whistle. 10 up, fans, and Thomas will go to the line.
Yes, sir. But no doubt about it, you got to admire the pass from Alicia Flatt. No, she did lead the Cal Pack in assists, and she fired that one pretty quick to Tokoi.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now for the Penguins, coming in is Shelly Clairmanco, the 5'10" junior out of San Rafael, in place of Tokoi. In between, after the first freebie was canned, Gehringer back to the line. Check it, that's not Gehringer. That, who did I say that was? Yeah, that was Gehringer.
Was Gehringer. You're right, Stu. His years got you all thrown off.
So far, not so good. 15:36 to go, fam. Gomes has got it now. Gomes. Ooh, Gomes dribbled it off of her elbow, but no call. Well, I thought they'd have called her on that one. A lot of people in the Conlon Center considering classes are not underway. Now the up and under by Baskerville. She can't get it to fall, but she gets her own rebound. Back to the top of the key. Here's Janish thinking three ball on the way. Doesn't want to do it. Gomes now gets it in the lower right corner and walks with it, Jet. 12-10, Penguins trailing, 15-19.
No doubt. You have to have better body control than that and keep from traveling. It's so hard to do when you're in a tense game situation, but you have to be able to keep your mind and your feet and the ball bouncing at all the same time.
15-14, and Gehringer's got it on the left wing. Gehringer goes three ball, can't get it. Clairmanco comes down with it. Clairmanco kick out to Baskerville. Baskerville brings it up the left side. Baskerville on the fast break over to Gomes. Gomes over the top to Janish. Oh, now it's flipped away. Boy, a nice little block there by Paige Barrett, but the Penguins come up with it somehow. Off the top of the backboard, and the refs let it go. Who threw that up? Was that Clairmanco?
That was Raquel Gomes with the toss-up on that one, Stu.
Gomes very high. Now a three ball goes off left wing. Paige Barrett on the way. Air ball.
Feel company to be a part of.
12-10. Penguins trailing. 14.5 to go. Welcoming all of the listeners from up north, Simpson University, Redhawks in the house. Oh, man, and now Janish goes in left side with a pretty easy layup look there, Jet. Couldn't get it to fall.
You have to get the easy looks. There's no doubt about it, Stu. You got to be able to capitalize on those.
Gomes steals it away in the backcourt. Gomes 2-on-1. Now she dishes off to Flatten, who goes right, goes left. Flatten gets it down low, but has it stolen away by Elizabeth Thomas. Thomas is going to bring it up the sideline. Thomas now flips it off to Foster. Check it. That was over to Gehringer on the left side. Gehringer walked with it. The Penguins will get it back on the unforced error. It was all set up by Gomes and the steal. Pretty good work out of Gomes with 14:04 to go. 12-10. Penguins trailing, and this one has been back and forth. Janish did hit two early three balls consecutively, as Jet mentioned. And now Janish has it between the circles. She's going back and left and right. She's got Gehringer plastered to her. They go over to Gomes. Now they go down low. Here is Clairmanco off the rim. Clairmanco can't get it to fall. Gehringer with the rebound. Gehringer brings it up. Now she slows up right here in front of the broadcasting area with 13.5 to go. Now they go left side. Here's Barrett. Barrett thinks three ball, but she doesn't want to do it. She kicks off to Thomas in the corner. Barrett heaves it across the court right here in front of us to Gehringer. Now back to the top. Over to Rackley. Left side, Garrett. On the way. Two ball, Thomas. Oh, they called it three, Jet. She must have backed up just enough to get the foot out.
I see mighty close to me, Stu, but from my perspective, it looked like she got the two, but I'm not going to argue with the refs on this one.
Not yet. We usually like to wait till later in the game before we start barking at the refs, especially up here in the broadcasting area. Here is Gomes for 3-on-15, 13, broadcasting worldwide on radio.dominican.edu with a nice head fake over to Thomas. Thomas kicks into the corner at the last instant over to Chelsea Angstrom, who has entered the game, along with Dominique Simmons. Simmons is 6-footer out of Tacoma, and the on the subsequent break to the other end, a foul is called against Michaela Baskerville. And on the unforced error, looks like the Penguins are going to bring in a couple. Here comes Tokoi to re-enter, and Shauna Bryant has come in for the first time tonight in place of Baskerville and Gomes. 17-13, Penguins trailing. And Simpson is going to send in Sarah Fairburn, a 5'11" senior out of Spokane. Fairburn will bring the ball in off to our left. As mentioned, the Penguins attacking that southern hoop. The Penguins moving from the P to the Q on the computer keyboard from the perspective that Jet and I have. 12:35 to go, and the clock rolls one underway. First half action. Out on the right wing now is Elizabeth Thomas. She heaves it back to the top. Rackley's got it. Rackley now between the circles. She drifts back up, trading places with Chelsea Engstrom, who sets up a screen. Over to Thomas. Now Engstrom on the way. Engstrom straight away. Gets two bounces off the rim. Can't get it. The rebound in the hands of Dominique Simmons. Simmons follows it back up, but can't get it to fall as Gomes gets ready to come back into the game. A big runner now by Chelsea Janish from the right side. Doesn't go. It's brought back up by Rackley for the Red Hawks, and it's put back down now by Simmons. The Penguins couldn't block that play. 19-13, 11-50. And here's Janish left side. Penguins were a little slow in getting back down that way. Tokoi goes three ball, bounce on the front, then off the back, gets her own rebound. Tokoi wants to do it again, but she won't do it again. She fires it down low to Klemenko. Klemenko with a drifter. Oh, man, Klemenko over to Bryant. After Klemenko with an air ball, Bryant on the way. That one's short. And finally, it's hauled down by Sarah Fairburn with the rebound. Left side, quick transition. Boy, good move there to Simmons down low. Blocked by Shelly Klemenko. Klemenko and Bryant went after the ball. Both ladies are Penguins. And then they knocked it out. Unforced there, Jet. They didn't need to do that.
No, so they didn't need to do that also. But it seems the Lady Penguins happen to be throwing up many jumpers. They seem to be gunning today, Stu. Not many of those dropping. However, Janice did have two in a row, but recently, as of the last few minutes, we're not seeing any threes drops, too. So I think they need to figure out a way to penetrate the paint, get inside, be able to get those easy layups that we missed early on. Those always wind up coming back to bite you once it comes down late into the wire of this game, which seems like what we have on our hands.
Isn't that the truth? Arena Scharf has come into the game along with Brittany Rowland for the Penguins. Gomes has re-entered. 11:17 to go. And, what a clean block there by Brittany Rowland. Holy cow. Rowland got right in the face of Engstrom. Engstrom went up from the right side, and Rowland said negative. And now Rowland backs up and tries a long deuce. Can't get it. It's taken down by Gomes. Saved by Sharp. Penguins are back on offense. Uh-oh. And now there's a walk on Rowland. Rowland had it at the top of the key after the save by... A great save there by Raquel Gomes. She flung it out. Sharp got in the way of it. And then Rowland walked with a 10:53 to go. Penguins are trailing by six in the first half, Jet.
Yes, sir. Penguins are trailing by six. They need to play tighter defense to get back in this game, which seems they've seemed to be playing now.
Chanel Kessler has entered the game for the Red Hawks. And immediately upon doing so, there was a whistle by the referee right in front of us. And now Chelsea Engstrom has been asked to tuck in the jersey. 10:46 to go. She does so. She's right in front of the Opulent Broadcasting Area here to you. Jet and I are way up on the eastern wall looking practically straight down on center court. Jet, just a beautiful view up here as usual. And now a walk has been called on Dominique Simmons.
Yes, sir, a lot of walks being called. The referees are not letting anything go in this game. They're being a little bit picky in terms of how the ball is handled, Stu.
Yeah, 19:13 to go. The referees are playing this one very tight. Here's Gomes with a left-handed, kind of a Dr. J-looking hook shot there. Not quite as smooth, though. Gomes is being double-teamed, rightfully so. Gomes is a force to be reckoned with, and that's for sure. 10:12 to go. Penguins still trail by six. A scoring drought of sorts so far. Red Hawks on offense. They've got a top of the key. Here's Fairburn. Fairburn drives in. Right at the free throw line. 360 spin move. Fairburn. Oh, brother. Fairburn gets it off the front of the rim and it falls, Jed.
Yes, sir. Good little shot up by Fairburn. Lady Penguins are playing catch up now as it's 13-21, Stu. They have to be more tenacious about getting the ball up court and scoring.
Halftime extravaganza will be coming up in about 9.5 minutes with my partner Jed Jackson and all the statistics in between halves. We'll have all the important numbers. But until then, we've got live basketball action. Here's the Penguins. Long jumper by Baskerville is no good, but Bryant's right there for the putback, and Bryant helps things out. 21-15. Is that right? 21-15, Jet?
Yeah, yes, sir. That was 21-15.
I was thinking the Penguins are doing better now. Oh, Bryant with the steal. Bryant all alone. Bryant one-on-one. Right side, Bryant with the layup. Too much. You got too pumped. And you just got a lot of glass, and this one's thrown into the scoring table. And luckily for the Penguins, because the Penguins had nobody in the forecourt. It was all Redhawks. And then the Redhawks, unforced throwaway, Jet. 21-15. The Penguins are on offense right at midcourt. 9-11 to go.
Yes, sir, that was a one-on-one layup missed opportunity by Shauna. She should have been able to go ahead and get that done. Didn't seem to be headed up court fast enough to me, though, Stu. So.
Yeah, well, she had it all alone. I just think she got too much glass. She was so excited as Gomes goes up off the glass. And there's a little too much excitement there, but she was fouled along the way. So we can't blame that one on Gomes. 21-15 and Raquel to the line with 8:59 to go in the first half of this CalPAC doubleheader on radio.dominican.edu. Broadcasting worldwide, Jet, as usual, from San Fran to Japan.
Yes,
from
sir.
The Yukon to the Euphrates. Broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. Here is Raquel Gomes on radio.dominican.edu. Number 32 on the way. She missed it a mile to the right. After canning her first two tonight so beautifully, Gomes misses this one painfully right as the Penguins sub in three and flattens back in there along with Janish. And Gomes on the line with Tokoi and Baskerville. Second one's on its way, and this one's way right as well.
You got to get the free throws, Stu. That's why they call them free.
Well, you're right about that, as well as the Penguins have missed a couple of easy opportunities on layups tonight. An example is that of Shauna Bryant just a moment ago. So here's Simmons now. She's being guarded by Gomes, and Gomes would not let her in. She flips it back outside to Elizabeth Thomas, who walks with it. And the Penguins will get the ball back on the unforced error. And that's what the DUs need right now. They need a little help because they're not helping themselves all that much. 21-15 with 8:42 to go. Inbounds in the backcourt is Baskerville to Flatten. Flatten brings it up across the DU insignia right in the middle of the house. Over to the right now is McHale. She gets it down low to Janish. On the way, Janish just powers home the deuce. What a great play there, Jet. Nice two ball.
Yes, sir. Janice being able to get into the paint, penetrate, and do what we said, which is score those easy layups. I don't know how easy that one was, though. I'd probably have to take that back. She had quite an effort to get that one up and in, but it dropped.
Elizabeth,
and those are the points that are going to be vital to the Lady Penguins.
Didn't mean to interrupt you there, Jet, but you're absolutely right. Elizabeth Thomas brings it up, and then a whistle. I thought she walked with it, Jet, but I'm not sure what happened there. Hey, a shout-out to our featured music artist, Kathy Cott. Tonight, we tried to get her on in the pregame, and hopefully we're going to have her on a little bit more if we can figure out our technical issues. Our first broadcast of the 09 campaign, it always seems to make life troublesome for us here in the broadcasting area, at least once in a while. Sometimes it comes off perfectly, but you never know.
No doubt about it.
In radio, there's a...
Well, we got to get used to those technical difficulties, Sue. They start around January, and we'll probably be ready for them around December.
Yeah, perhaps. Or maybe April. Penguins are back on offense after Simmons walked with it. Simmons' ball did drop, but they waved the bucket off as the Penguins trail by four. They trail by most of the time tonight. Now Baskerville with the ball on the left wing, and an off-ball penalty is called. I'm not sure who it was called against. I thought he said 25, but yeah, it was. It was on Tokoi. Tokoi off-ball, and that gave the ball back over to the Redhawks. 7:53, 21-17. Fans, if you'd like to interact with us on the AOL Instant Messenger, you can do so. Our screen name is DUC Radio. And you can send a message right here to the broadcasting booth where Jet is fielding all messages as they are pouring in furiously. And if you'd like to give a shout-out to someone, please hit us up on the AOL Instant Messenger right now. Our screen name, DUC Radio. Now there's a walk, and the Penguins get the ball in the unforced air. 7:40 to go. We look forward to your messages. They're going straight to Jet. So keep them clean, please. 21-17. And, taking it the length of the court was Flatten. And Flatten couldn't get it to go. It was a horseshoe, and it was right back out at her. So now the Redhawks with the rebound. They bring it up. Simmons, Dominique, flips it around. 360 to Thomas and buries it, too. And the Penguins are back down by six. 7:15 to go. Interesting, Jet. The clock didn't stop rolling there at the end of that play.
Yeah, everyone's having technical difficulties tonight, Stu. But that was great offensive awareness by the Simpson Redhawks, being able to find themselves in the paint, deliver the two.
Janish now on the left side. Check it. That's Baskerville. She goes from the corner for three. Can't get it. But Gomes gets the rebound and buries it. Gomes with the putback, 23-19, 6:50 to go. Penguins still trailing in the first half. And CalPAC doubleheader tonight. These games count. As Jet mentioned, 3-0 in conference are the Penguins so far. 1-2 in conference for the Redhawks. Penguins would like to keep it going. Here's Simmons with a turnaround jumper. Can't get it. Gets her own rebound. Simmons back up too much. Back down with Fairburn. She can't get it to go. Three shots on goal, Jet. Now everybody falls on it. Goes out of bounds, and they give it. Oh, they give it to the Redhawks, Jet. Three shots on goal. Redhawks couldn't get it to fall. Finally, everybody falls down like it was a fumble out on the football field. And the ball just trickles out of bounds over the end line. They give it to the Redhawks. 6:25 to go. Penguins trail by four. But right under the hoop now, the Redhawks have the ball. Under the hoop that they're going after. So we'll see if they can bring it in and do anything. Hopefully the Penguins can box out and gain control of this thing.
Yes, sir. They have to get tight on defense. Keep anything from getting inside. That's where these points have come from Simpson so far, is getting inside, being able to penetrate the paint.
Katie Gehringer with a low bounce pass indoors to Elizabeth Thomas. Two Penguins in between Thomas and Gehringer. Both Lady Penguins got that hand on the ball, and then everybody fell on it. By virtue of the possession arrow, the Redhawks gained control of it once again. Uh-oh. Red 12, they call an off-ball penalty against Alyssa Foster. So the Penguins finally get the ball, Jack. After the three shots on goal, after the scrum, after the possession arrow, finally the Penguins come up with it, 23-19. 6:17 to go, and the clock rolls. Inbounds, Flatten's got it. It's batted away from Flatten on a pretty heads-up play by Paige Barrett. Flatten, though, comes up with it. Flatten now goes the distance. Flatten from the free throw line drifts in. Flatten's got the left knee just taped up a little bit, Jet. But she was fouled along the way, and she will go to the line. Alicia Flatten, the CalPAC Player of the Week last week, Jeff.
No doubt about it. Alicia Flatten is made of iron. We've seen her being torn up and fouled all over this court over this whole season. Still, and she continues to bounce back. That was quite a hard foul she took, but she goes ahead and drops that first free throw, and you know how much I love that. Take the free ones. Best things in life are free, Stu.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. We can make the second.
On the way. And Flatten does knock it down. Brings the Penguins within two. The Penguins have been down by as many as six tonight. And they've been down most of the evening. 23-20. Exactly 6 minutes to go in the first half, fans. Uh-oh. A great pass gets Baskerville leaning. And a long two ball by Katie Gehringer doesn't go from the right wing. Gehringer, the 5'7" senior out of Susanville, has a very nice stroke. Didn't get it to fall, and then it went out of bounds.
Yes, sir. That was quite a nice jumper put up, but didn't quite drop.
Janish now. She drifts over to the right side. She goes between the circles and slows things down. It's a lay of the land, Flatten. Now she goes back over to Janish. She gets it down low to Brittany Rowland. Rowland gets it indoors to Gomes. Gomes heaves it back outside. Rowland three ball on the way. Gomes gets it on the rebound after Rowland missed it. And it's hauled down by Simmons, gets tied up with Baskerville. I think Baskerville's ponytail got tied up with Simmons, and then Baskerville gets called on the foul, Jet.
Yes, sir. Baskerville did get called on the foul. Michaela Baskerville, though, she's such a tenacious player on defense. She likes to get in there. She likes to get the ball. She likes to be tough and aggressive, which is something that has contributed real well to this Penguins team so far, being 3-0 in conference, too.
Very aggressive. You're absolutely right. Indoors. Right under the hoop. Three ball goes up by Rowland. Is no good. Simmons down with it. 5:14 to go. 23-21. We're in the first half of this CalPAC doubleheader, fans. Over to the right side now. Redhawks, Elizabeth Thomas. She gets it indoors to Gehringer, who drives the lane. Gehringer flips out at the last instant. And on the dish, a foul. Was it a travel, Jet? I missed it.
I believe that was a travel, Stu. There seems to be a lot of walking in this game. So, yeah, that was a travel.
Rowland back to the bench. She's being replaced by Arena Scharf. And Clarmenko re-enter the game in place of Raquel Gomes. 23-21. We're coming up on 5 minutes exactly. The clock rolls, 5:03. Scharf now gets it indoors, or inbounds, I should say, from Baskerville. She brings it right across the DU insignia in the middle of the house. She goes right side, takes it herself. Ooh, she goes 360 spin move. Back over to Flatten, goes between the legs. Flatten now fakes right, goes left, heaves it up. No, too much rim. Down with it, Clarmenko with a turnaround. Oh! Shelly Clarmenko has tied the game with 4:40 to go. And that's the first time the game's been tied in quite a while, Jack. Now the Penguins on defense.
bringing it up very quickly is Gehringer, and they're going to call another foul on Michaela Baskerville. That's two in about 1 minute, and that's too many. Yes, 23 sir. Up.
Michaela Baskerville probably needs to tone down the aggressiveness a bit. We don't want anyone to get fouled out in this game. We need all our stars we can have here on our squad right now, Stu.
I think you're right. Red Hawks playing Lady Penguins very tough so far tonight. Gehringer now, she gets it down low to Thomas. Thomas with three bounces, and she's fouled, I think, by Sharp. Let's see what the call is. Yep. No, they call it on Shelly Clermanco. I thought that was on Sharp. Sharp kind of turned around like she was the guilty party, but in fact it was on Clermanco. Clermanco can get very aggressive sometimes. 23 up. And on the line, Jet is Elizabeth Thomas, and this one trickles out. It bounced around a few times. I thought it was going to fall in. 4:20 to go. Here's Baskerville on the rebound. She goes over to the right side. Janish now drives the lane. Janish with the jumper very softly. No good. Missed it left. Kayla Rackley comes down with it. Rackley heaves it up the court to Barrett. Barrett with the layup. No. Ooh. Baskerville totally gets hammered by Elizabeth Thomas. Man, Baskerville fell like a
mighty, pile of bricks.
Yeah, like a Sequoia Sempervirens cut low. She just went straight down. I didn't even see her get a chance to get the arm out to soften the blow of the floor, but she's okay. She popped right back up. 4:04 to go, fans. 23 up, and Baskerville will go to the line. The question is, can Baskerville see straight?
I'm telling you, she did get dropped like a bag of bricks, but Baskerville is a strong, aggressive player, and she was able to get up and goes ahead and misses the free one. The first one.
I thought I saw some little birds twittering around her head after that.
Stars,
23 up, 4 minutes to go. So the Penguins are now on defense. Penguins attacking. Check it. They are defending that northern hoop. They get it down low to Dominic Simmons, who catches too much glass. It's tipped out, and Flatten comes up with it. Flatten with a great pass to Sharp on the right side. Sharp is then blocked by Rackley. Oh, man. Sharp was two on one. She was the one. Rackley sticks an arm in there at the last instant and gets an all-ball block as Michaela Baskerville goes back to the bench. Raquel Gomes comes back in her place. 3:43 to go. 23 up. Quick inbounds to Clermanco. She missed it. Gets her own rebound with a soft jumper. Turn around. Oh! Clermanco finally gets it to fall. Man, Clermanco had a great look, Jet. Missed the first one, but put the second one back nicely. 25-23, and for the first time in quite a while, the Penguins are leading this game, not trailing. Now the Penguins on defense. Here's Thomas, left side. Thomas boots it out of bounds, Jet.
Yes, sir. It's been a close game, Stu. It's also been a bit of a sloppy game. We've seen a lot of missed layups. We've seen a lot of balls knocked out of the hands. A lot of simple steals on passes. A lot of mental mistakes. That's what you need to limit in these games. If you're able to go in and keep from making the small mental mistakes, you usually come out all right.
3:14 to go, and just as Jet mentioned, the small mental mistakes as Sharp intends to hit Janish down low in that left corner and throws it away. 3:13. Janish was leaning left. The ball went out off the right side. There was no way she was going to catch up to that one. So now the Penguins are back on defense. And the Red Hawks bring it up. Here's Rackley. She goes up against Clermanco in the middle of the lane. Can't get anything. She dishes out as Shelley sticks an arm over the top there, Jet, and fouled Paige Barrett pretty heavily as the Penguins are getting ready to send Shauna Bryant back in there. Bryant's a freshman at 5'10 out of Ripon. Bryant's had some good minutes, especially in the 08 part of this campaign, Jet.
Oh, no doubt about it. Hopefully in the 09 that will continue. She has had some good minutes. We've seen a lot of promising young players come into our basketball program this year, men and women, such as Xavier Muldrow on the men's team, Mark Lewis on the men's team, having great years, as well as Brittany Rowland on this team, also Shauna Bryant. So we're definitely looking forward to a bright future in athletics, Stu.
Bryant has come in the game in place of Clermanco for the time being, and the second free throw is knocked down after the first one is missed. 25-24, we're inside of 3 minutes. Here's Sharp. She goes to Janish at the top of the key. Janish directing traffic. Janish now beats her. Guy gets around her, pulls back. Here's Gomes. The head fake. Gomes flips over to Sharp on the way. No. Oh, boy, that was a very close. Oh, a close three ball. And Jet, I just heard flower pots clacking. And Rackley ends up on the floor. And
yes,
the Penguins now are called to the travel after, boy, Rackley got rung up right in front of the broadcasting area. I swear to I swear to you, Jed, it sounded like flower pots were hitting. As I thought skulls mashed, but Rackley popped right back up. She's shaking it off. She's tough.
You don't see football hits many times on a basketball court, but that was one.
That was one. That was a serious one. 25-24 DU's on top. We're coming up on 2 minutes as Janish was the other recipient of the head pinball machine action going on there between Rackley and Janish. Janish is bent over at the waist. So now the Penguins are on defense under the hoop, and the Redhawks bring it in. It's stolen away by Flatten. Flatten at midcourt. Flatten one on two. Flatten tries to get it to Bryant. Oh, now it's stolen away by Rackley. Now Rackley comes back the other way, one on two with a jumper. Oh, it's what a clean block by Janish. And now the Penguins have it all alone, right side by Alicia Flatten. It was all alone as Janish with a clean steal. The only player under the hoop on the other end was Flatten. Flatten nails the layup very easily, and that's one of those that Jet loves to see. When they give you the clean freebie, you better take it. 27-20.
So when you step on the court every time to play to the top of your level.
I think you could get an argument out of me about that if we had a little more time. Takoi with the jumper. Takoi back at her, doesn't get it. 127 to go. Penguins by three. I mean, the only point I'm making is that the records aren't that dissimilar.
True.
And the Penguins have trailed the entirety of the night tonight. Now, that could play into exactly what you're saying, but I don't see either team playing too poorly tonight. A little bit of slop, though, as you mentioned.
Right.
And now
we've seen better out of this team. It's pretty much what I'm saying, Stu.
All right. Ultimately, Jet and I generally agree.
Always.
We like to keep it interesting by disagreeing sometimes along the way, but at the end of the day, we always shake hands. And I think we both...
Plus, it's hard to be disagreeable in this wonderful press box.
Yeah, well, I mean, up here, with all this, the way they treat us here is so beautiful. Always in a good mood. 107 to go. Ooh, a great steal there by Gomes. It ends up in the Penguins' bench. So it wasn't a clean steal, but it was a block out of bounds. Good hustle by Raquel. 106 to go, 27-24 in the first half of this one. The halftime extravaganza with my partner, Jed Jackson, coming up. At the conclusion of this first half, here's a soft floating jumper by Rackley. Penguins down with it after Rackley missed it right. Now here's Gomes, and Rackley comes in and dives for it and tips it out of bounds. Penguins by three with 54.3 seconds to go in the first half of tonight's game. Tonight's first game, I might mention. And so the Penguins will have it on the short side. They're right under their own hoop, and they bring it in and set things up left side. Here's a long three ball by Flatten. Doesn't go. Bryant down with it. Bryant too much glass, and Bryant got excited. Now Rackley tips it out of bounds, and they're going to give it back to the Penguins. Rackley was thinking about going after it, but the grandstands, Jet, on the home side encroach so closely to the floor here. There's only about 3 feet between the court and the first row of the grandstands. If Rackley had dove for that one, she would have been in big-time trouble as the clock continues to run. And I'm not sure why, but they're going to reset it. So at least one of the referees is on top of it. 27-24. Roger Goodwin is in the house, fans. As usual, the the athletics director here at DU. Penguins by three. Now here we go. Inbounds. Short side. Raquel Gomes has got it. She drives the lane. Gomes 360. Off the glass. Oh! Gomes knocks down a deuce. Penguins by five now. 29-24.
Raquel Gomes showing great athleticism on that. Through being able to spin around, do a little whoop-de-whoop.
All right. Well, they still haven't given us the points, but Gomes did score it. There we go. 15 seconds to go. They kind of lost track of the scoring there, but they heard me shout it out, and then they changed. 11.4 seconds to go. See, Jet, we're doing everything up here. We're keeping track, keeping everything under control up here. 8 fouls committed by the Penguins, 7 committed by the Redhawks. Shauna Bryant on the quick inbound. Shauna with an easy layup, missed it. And down with it was Flatten. I cannot believe that Shauna Bryant missed that. That is right in her wheelhouse, one of her easiest layups of the night. And then she picked up the foul with 7 seconds to go. Bryant's going to be rung up with that one. I think that's her second personal tonight.
That's her second personal, and that's really an unlucky shot. I saw that going right in, but it seemed to pop right out, Stu, so I'm not sure about that.
Looks like Janish is over there with our head trainer, Jesse Mazza, and he's making sure that she's okay after she got twisted up with Rackley when the ladies bonked heads right in front of the broadcasting area. To the line now. is Katie Gehringer, who knocks down the first one. Of course, no time rolls off the clock on that first free throw, and this one goes down, and it is good. With 7 seconds to go, they bring it in. Penguins have it sharp. Two on the shot clock, and they throw it out of bounds, and it ends up in the foyer. And somehow, the clock continues to run, even after the ball was out of bounds.
And then we said it's a 0.5 second.
We're talking to the clock operators tonight.
Hold on, talking to Coy. It seemed like it was all ball on that. She's called for the foul, and number 20. Let's see, number 20. That would be Elizabeth Thomas. Elizabeth Thomas was fouled on that one. She'll go ahead and shoot her first free throws of the night. First one is missed by Elizabeth Thomas. Score is 31-28 with about 18 and a half minutes here to go in this matchup between your Lady Penguins and the Lady Redhawks of Simpson University. She'll go ahead for the second free throw, and it makes it. Makes the second free throw. Now Raquel Gomes has the ball. She goes inbounds to Kelsey Janis. Simpson's playing a little bit of a trap. They go back up to the half court, man to man. Ball thrown in by Janis is intercepted, sort of snatched by Simpson. Simpson will carry the ball up. Rafferty will come up with court with the ball. Going to Simpson. Simpson outside, tosses around the perimeter. They penetrate the paint, and there's a foul walking on Simpson. I believe that is a walk on number 10, Katie Gehringer. Katie Gehringer, the ball will be inbounded now by Dominican's own Michaela Baskerville. Baskerville will go to Janis. The Penguins take the ball up court. They have to be able to eliminate simple mistakes to go ahead and get a win in this game. Go ahead and do that. Ball go out to Sharp. Sharp will try to make a decision. Well, she'll go out to Raquel Gomes. Gomes down to Flatten. Flatten down to Janis. Janis is doubled. She goes all over. The ball is rebounded by Michaela Baskerville. Jumps out of nowhere. Goes right close to her buddy there, Raquel Gomes. She'll go up and make the shot. Score now is 33-21 with 17 and a half minutes left to go. Simpson takes the ball up. It is put up, and it does not quite go in. However, that was number 12 on that one, Alyssa Foster, however. Alyssa Foster goes ahead and draws the foul. She'll go to the line. And I'm telling you, Stu, it seems like in this game, it's been one of back and forth so far. The Penguins leading now 33-29, but it was not long ago where they were down by the same margin.
Hey, you're absolutely right. In fact, they trailed by as many as six in the first half. Looking pretty good here in the second half. You're sounding great, by the way, Josh.
Oh, appreciate it.
Jack. Pardon me.
Who's Josh? I've never
I have no idea. That was a total mistake. I just it's nice to just sit back and let you do the play-by-play and watch the game unfold at the same time. Keep going. You're sounding great.
No doubt about it. It's possible to go about, go up for a second free throw, and she makes it. The ball will now be inbounded by Baskerville. Flatten will take the ball up court for your Lady Penguins. Score is now 30-33. Baskerville has the ball. She's trying to make a decision. She puts it inside the paint, goes outside to Shauna Bryant. Bryant will go to Flatten. Flatten will go into Sharp. Sharp loses the ball, and Simpson gets it. Simpson has the ball now. It seems the costly decision by Sharp to try to penetrate. She goes there and gets the ball stolen. Rackley will go up for the shot and misses air ball. Rebounded by Sharp, making up for a previous mistake. The ball goes into Raquel Gomes. Gomes not able to hand it. Passes out to Baskerville. She goes up for the two, misses it. Sharp will go up for the tray. Misses again. Baskerville will go inside. Misses the layup. The easy look from Michaela Baskerville does not quite get it. And the ball is taken up the court again by the Simpson Redhawks. The Redhawks will go out. They're trying to make a decision where they go in with the layup. And the layup is missed by number 10, Katie Gehringer. Katie Gehringer, I believe, is off-ball foul. And the ball will be inbounded by Dominican University. Flatten will have the ball. She goes up court, tries to push inside. She goes up with the layup. Does not get the two. Ball is rebounded by Simpson University as Kayla Rackley takes the ball up court again. Oh, they go inside right now to number 20, Gehringer. The ball is rebounded, snatched away by Raquel Gomes. Flatten will pass the ball to Sharp. Sharp will go up for the two and goes ahead and gets the layup. The score is now 35-30 with 16 minutes left here as the Lady Penguins lead ahead by 5 points against the Redhawks.
What a tremendous move by Arena Sharp there from the right side. Just a smooth layup.
No doubt about it. Arena Sharp definitely making a good call. What's not a good call is the walk over here on Alyssa Foster. Alyssa Foster from Simpson University, originally out of Helena Montana. She goes ahead and gets called for the walk. The ball will be inbounded by your Penguins. And we're just waiting to get things cleared up here on the court. In the beautiful ice box up here at the wonderful press box where we're enjoying our hors d'oeuvres and free sandwiches and Coca-Colas. Everything a broadcaster can dream of. As Dominican takes the ball up court, Alicia Flatten will have it. And she'll go ahead to Scharf. Scharf will pass up top to Michaela Basketball, who goes down low to Rachel Gomes. Gomes looks for Basketball, doesn't find her. Gomes working her way inside. Goes out to Scharf for the three. Scharf, ball is up and out. Oh, and the ball is taken back by Rachel Gomes. Great defensive awareness. Flatten will go up with this kind of lob-up shot. Doesn't make it. The ball is rebounded by number 14, Chanel Kesser. Chanel Kesser from Redding, California, representing Simpson Redhawks. Goes up with the shot. She misses. The ball will be rebounded by Michaela Basterville as the Penguins take it up court. Flatten now has it. Flatten's the leader in assists. She can definitely make things happen when she wants to go out to Basterville. Basterville giving a little bit of a head fake. Trying to figure out what to do. It goes down low to Shauna Bryant. Shauna Bryant bobbed in the paint. Loses the ball out of bounds. Slips and falls right there. And the ball will go to the Redhawks of Simpson University. Score is still 35-30 here. With the second under 15 left. And this intense game between the Lady Penguins and the Lady Redhawks of Simpson University.
Bryant just got tied up there under the hoop. She didn't know which way to go, and she ended up just falling down and the ball went out of bounds.
I'm telling you, talk about lynch mob. They were all over her, Steve. Simpson will have the ball. They try to push it. Oh. The ball is rejected by Raquel Gomes. Raquel Gomes will go up court. It's 2-on-2 with her and Scharf. She waits for some more assistance. Flatten will go up with the tray and makes it. Alicia Flatten dropping the three. Very nice. She has a hot hand. When she gets on a roll, Stu, she is almost unstoppable. Michelle Gomes credited with the assist on that play. And a timeout is called by Simpson University. The ball is rebounded by Michelle Gomes. Gomes goes ahead to Flatten. Flatten will go out to Basterville. Basterville trying to make a decision. Goes down low to Shauna Bryant. Shauna Bryant is rejected. The ball is rebounded. I believe that rebound is by number 14, Shauna Kesser. Shot is put up by Simpson. Is rebounded by Kessler Jazz. She goes up to Shauna Bryant. Bryant will pass back out to Janice. Jazz, who's been able to have a great game so far, goes off to Bryant for the tray. Bryant goes ahead and makes it, and that is a two. Not a three-pointer. Bryant goes ahead and drops the two with 13:35 left here. 40-30. Lady Penguins are now up by double digits. Simpson has the ball, trying to make a decision with it. They have to be able to get back in this game if they hope to even stand a chance against our Penguins. Here comes Kelsey Jansen with the rebound. She'll go up to Alicia Flatten. Alicia Flatten was the Cal Pack Player of the Week last week. 19 points. She leads the Cal Pack in assists this year as well last year. She takes the ball and goes out of bounds with it, however. Some kind of miscommunication on that play, and Simpson will go ahead and inbound the ball. Ball will be in for number 24, Shannon Passmore comes in for number 30 on Simpson's roster. Number 30, Sarah Fairburn will go out for Simpson as they carry the ball up court. Rackley has the ball for Simpson University. They'll go out. Simpson passes the ball up to the top of the key. Goes inside. Simpson passes out against the perimeter. They go up with the jumper. Misses air ball. The ball is rebounded by your Lady Penguins. Michaela Basterville takes it up court. Passes out to Kelsey Janis. Kelsey Janis goes inside. Shana Bryant. And she goes ahead and gets it done. Shana Bryant with the easy jumper. The easy two, I should say. Inside the paint. Easy layup. Goes ahead and gets the points. And the score is 42-30 with 12 minutes left here. In the half, Raquel Gomes go ahead and get the steal on that one. Lady Penguins are definitely playing a great game, leading by 12, showing a lot of tenacity on defense, not letting these Redhawks score at all. As Kelsey Jansen carry the ball, she'll go inside to Basterville. Basterville is double teamed. We'll go back out to Bryant. Bryant will go up with the short two. Does not make it happen. And the ball is brought up again court by Simpson University. Simpson University tripped up. And a foul is called, I believe, on number 22, Kelsey Janis. She goes ahead and picks up the foul. Quite a close one. Seemed like the legs got tied up and someone slipped on that one. However, in right now for Cincinnati University is number 32, Paige Barrett. At number 20, Elizabeth Thomas will come in now for Cincinnati University. Dominican keeps their remaining five on the court. Ball be inbounded by Simpson. Rackley will inbound the ball. She's had quite a good game so far. We're up Simpson passing around, trying to figure out what they want to do with it. Push inside. They toss back out to the perimeter. Go up for the three. And it is in and out as Kelsey Janis comes down with the rebound. Being very tenacious on the board. She goes ahead, passes into Raquel Gomes. Gomes goes up, makes the easy layup. And you know I love the easy ones. Score is now 44-30. 11 and a half minutes left here in the second half. And it is a great game so far, Stu.
Well, Penguins are starting to pull away, Jet. They're making a statement late in this one. Like they couldn't do it like this in the first half, but they're just making it happen right now, Jet. Beautiful stuff.
No doubt about it. Oh, and carrying is called on Kelsey Janis. I don't know about that call, Stu.
It was a stutter step and a half, and she'll see it on film. There's no question, Jet. She just sort of palmed. I think you looked down at your roster just for an instant, and that's all it takes.
Maybe I need to put my glasses on, Stu. I didn't see that one.
They usually pick them up pretty well, too.
No doubt about it. So right now, Simpson will have the ball. They'll go up right now with the shot. Misses. Ball is out of rebound it, but there is a foul called on the play. 44, that's Shanna Bryant. The freshman out of Ripon, California, she is credited with the foul. Not something you want to be credited with.
Shaylin Passmore was the one who was shooting that big long three ball. I noticed that Passmore is the only one with a headband on the court.
No doubt. Yeah. Passmore running back to old school.
Yeah. James Worthy.
All we're missing is the socks and the goggles. I'm telling you, Stu, if you show up to a broadcast wearing the James Worthy fit, I will buy you dinner for a week.
Well, don't even kid, because you know I'll do it.
Free food? Anyway, well, the ball will be inbounded by Simpson University. They'll go a pass inside. The ball is already stolen by Alicia Flatton. Alicia Flatton leading the Cal Pack with steals. She'll go up court. Try to figure out what to do. Goes up with the easy layup. Misses. A little too much glass on that one as the ball is taken up by Passmore of Simpson University. Bassettville is all in her face, playing all kinds of tenacious D. And it is called by Michaela Bassettville. The foul on her. It seems she was a little too up close and personal on that one. But I like that kind of defense, Stu. She was able to get in there and make it happen.
Yeah, Baskerville's knocking it around pretty well. And when you have a 14-point lead, you get in the end of the third quarter, it's time to go aggro.
No doubt about it. For your Lady Penguins, Shelly Kermenko will come in for Raquel Gomes.
Baskerville had, I think she had three in the first half, so she's got to be careful.
No doubt about it.
Don't want to lose her down the stretch.
No, sir. Baskerville is such a great defensive player for this Penguins team. We've seen it time and time again. And the score is 44-30 so far. A little under 10 and a half minutes left here in the second half. And a timeout is called by Cincinnati University. That one, Stu.
Yeah, she had a lot to say to him, but he didn't listen.
They usually don't. And there's a little tie up on the ground. Little mob action. Seemed like something more out of WWE wrestling than basketball. But
yeah,
there's a little scramble down there for the ball. And I'm still not sure who came out with it, Stu.
I know Bryant, the freshman, the 5'10" freshman, Shauna Bryant, was on the bottom of that pile. She was fighting pretty hard for that.
Taki Takoy came in for a little bit of that, too. So.
Yeah, Takoy came in on top.
The ball being dotted by Simpson. They'll go out to number 20. Griffith, she'll go up and miss the shot, and it will be rebounded by Alicia Flatton. Flatton, the standout here for her career at Dominican University. She'll go out and push the paint. Tries to pass, and the ball is tossed away. Flatton seems to be hurt on that one.
Yep.
As Hackley will go up, and she'll make the shot. That was Rackley, Taylor Rackley, number 3 for Simpson University. Takes the ball in transition, pulls up for the short Jimmy, makes it. As Bassett will take the ball up court. Alicia Flatton will carry it now. She goes back to Baskerville. Baskerville goes out to Taki Takoy. Takoy all the way from New Zealand. Dominican's recruiting reaches far. Alicia Flatton will go up with the jumper, misses it. Carmichael will go inside, try to score, and she is fouled. That is Shelly Kermenko of San Rafael, California.
Good rebound there by Kermenko. By the way, fans, reminding you that if you'd like to listen back to any of the games, from Jet and I calling the last, five or six games so far, and all the games from the Conlin Center. You can always log on to the website and listen to them on demand any old time you like. And we keep them posted there all season long, right here on radio.dominican.edu. Back to Jet.
No doubt about it. Clemenko will step to the line and make these free throws, Lord willing. And she misses the first one. And there is another off-ball foul. The ball will go to, I missed who that foul was on. However, the ball will go to Simpson. Not something we'd like to see. 44-32. 9 minutes and 10 seconds here left on the clock so far. Lady Penguins are in great shape on the scoreboard. Simpson will have the ball. Rafferty will go in and try to make something with it. She loses the ball, goes out of bounds. Trying to make the drive to the basket. Trips up over her own, too.
Oh, Rackley has really played hard tonight. Boy, she is just both sides of the ball, Jack.
No doubt.
Very, very tough player.
She has laid it all out tonight, Stu, put it all out there. But she seems to be fumbling with the ball a little bit. And Michaela Baskerville gets the low end of that one, popped in the face, and she is on her back on the court. But she stands up. She is tough.
Baskerville got it rough that time. But you're right. She popped up. She's okay, folks.
No doubt. She did get the short end of the stick on that tussle, but Dashaville is such a tough player. Perhaps one of the toughest girl players I've ever seen coming through Dominican University is able to get back up and doesn't even seem to be fazed now. Kelsey Janice takes the ball up, shoots the short. Jimmy is kind of bad. It doesn't quite get it her way. It's fumbled a little bit in the air, and the ball will be inbounded again by Simpson University. Simpson will have the ball and take it up court. The ball is taken up court by number 14, Chanel Kesser. Kesser will go out to Rackley again. Rackley's been a standout for this team so far in this first half. And so far in the second half as well for Simpson University. Kesser will go up with the shot and miss it, and the ball will be rebounded by number 22, Kesser Janice. She'll go out to Tekoi. Score will go into Gomes. Gomes will go back out. I believe that was to Michaela Baskerville. The ref blocked me, but I was able to see it anyway. My x-ray vision in. Baskerville goes up and gets the two. 46-32.
Great passing by the Penguins there. Super vision by Gomes to hit Baskerville.
Yes, sir. Great precision, no doubt about it, Stu. The score is 46-32. A little under 8 minutes left here as Simpson goes up for the three. Does not get the Jimmy. The ball is rebounded by Raquel Gomes. She has to have at least 1,000 rebounds tonight. It seems like I've been calling her name more than anyone else, Stu.
I think they say maybe a few more than that.
I'm telling you. The ball going to Baskerville. Baskerville, oh, misses easy two. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up again. Way to make up for the mistake. Michaela Baskerville goes ahead and gets it done.
Good play by Baskerville there to get her own rebound and then just soft one in.
No doubt about it. 48-32, showing a lot of tenacity, a lot of aggressiveness, which is what makes her such a great player, Stu. Simpson has the ball. Now they're trying to come up with some answers to this tough Dominican defense as they are not able to get into the paint at all. They go up and, which I believe is a travel, seems to be something a little different, a foul called on number 15, I believe that was. Shelly Carmico is go ahead and called with the foul as the subs come in for Simpson. Seems like number 12, Alyssa Foster, will come in for number 24, Shaylin Passmore. And at the line right now is number 32, Paige Barrett, however, from Shelton, Washington.
Isn't that your hometown?
I wish. No. My hometown is San Jose, California, home of
everybody.
Yeah. Crazy drivers and high gas prices. That's what we hold dear.
Claim to fame.
Our claim to fame. The ball is taken up by Dominican University. A little wild pass by Raquel Gomes out the basketball, but she's able to get control of it. Quinkle will go in with the short. Jimmy doesn't quite make it. And the ball is rebounded by Simpson University. They'll take the ball up court. Game is 42. Chanel Kesser. Dominican's playing this tough man-to-man defense right now. Tekoi is right there on him. And the ball is out. A wild pass is passed out. And now subs coming for Dominican. 44, Bryant and Flatten. Felicia Flatten and Shauna Bryant will come in for Shelly Kremenko and Kelsey Janis. Flatten and Bryant, when they're on the court, it seems to be good things happening. It's 48-34 so far. A little over 6 minutes left here in the first half, in the second half, excuse me. And that is another foul. These refs are not letting anything go. Alicia Flatten credited with the foul. And she is all smiles about it. But I don't know. They're not really letting us get away with much, too, as number 10, who was the recipient, Katie Gehringer, would go to the line. She'll make her first free throw. I'm telling you, Stu, that has been mostly the downfall this year for our teams is free throws. But I definitely have to say tonight, we've done a good job of staying on top of that. 48-35, 6:35 left. And Gehringer will make her second free throw. Ball's in by the Bastardville to Flatten. Flatten will go out to Tekoi. Tekoi trying to make a decision with it. She'll go down to Gomes. Raquel Gomes is dangerous once the ball's in her hands. Back out to Tekoi. Tekoi trying to make some moves. She'll go inside to Gomes again. Gomes is triple teamed, quadruple teamed. Someone has to be open. And the foul is on.
There were five Red Hawks on Gomes. Maybe six.
I'm telling you, number 32 is going ahead and credited with the fouls. The ball will be inbounded. And that's 32, Paige Brett. And the ball will be inbounded by Alicia Flatten as number 20, Elizabeth Thomas, will come in for number 3, the hard worker, Kayla Rackley. And the ball is in by Dominican, inbounded, I should say. Alicia Flatten has it, trying to make a decision. Simps is definitely trying to step up and play some tough defense. Flatten will go up, draw the foul, but does not get the and one. However, she'll go to the line. She'll be able to shoot her two, Stu.
Flatten drifted in the lane there, Jet, and looked like she had a pretty clean look at it.
No doubt.
She left the ground at the free throw line, came down about halfway to the bucket, and just missed a little deep, a little bit right.
Flatten will go ahead and make the first of two. I'm telling you, best things in life are free, and I love it when we make the free throws. Six, a little over, about 8 seconds over six left here, 49-36. Lady Penguins up and proud. And that will take us to 50-36. We're leading right now as Simpson University is trying to claw back in, and hopefully not, because I'm a Dominican fan and I'm biased.
Well, the Penguins trailed almost the entirety of the first half, led at the half by three, but for the most part, throughout the first half ends, the Penguins trailed, and is by as many as six after the first quarter.
No doubt about it. Now number 20, Elizabeth Thomas, and number 3, Kayla Rackley, will come in for Simpson. They're trying to show as many different looks as they can. Hopefully something has had to hit for the, have to got to give for the Simpson team. As Rackley goes in and makes the magnificent two. I'm serious, dude. That was quite a show of athleticism to go ahead and make that.
You're not kidding. Then she hit the deck. Then she popped up and blocked the ball on the inbounds. That Rackley, you got, like you said, Simpson showing a lot of looks. Rackley had about 15 seconds of downtime on the bench, and then they brought her right back in. And you know, when you got a player like Rackley on your team, you've got to have her in there the whole time, Jeff.
Tell you, she had just enough time to realize she was tired before they threw her back in.
Yeah, you're right.
Alicia Flatten will now take the ball off for Dominican University.
You got to play Rackley the entire time.
No doubt. Shot put up by Raquel Gomes, long two, and she goes ahead and gets it done. 52-38 now. 5.5 minutes left in the second half. And it's looking great for your Lady Penguins as Rackley goes up for the three. Makes it. And just as I speak, Rackley goes ahead and drops the tray. Score now 52-41. Simpson still trailing. And Baskerville is fouled. I believe that is Baskerville with the foul. However, no, that is not Baskerville with the foul. Foul was on Baskerville. Or am I mistaken, Stu?
No, Baskerville will go to the line.
There we go. That's what I thought. These refs are confusing me.
Well, was the foul? The foul may have been called. Well, I was thinking it might be against Passmore, but she's on the bench, so it could have been against Passmore. Highly unlikely, anyway.
It was the invisible fouling ghost of Dominican University.
Now Passmore has re-entered the game. But the foul wasn't against her. I'm not sure who the foul was against, but I know that Baskerville was the recipient because she's at the line.
Well, we know for sure it's against one of the Red Hawks, and the good thing is Michaela Baskerville will go ahead and pick up some free ones. Makes the first.
Well, she rattled that thing home, but we'll take them any way we can get them.
No doubt about it. As long as you get them. Yep. As long as you get them. I don't care how you do it, as long as the scoreboard we're looking up. That's all that matters. And Bastion will go ahead and get the second as we go to 54-41. Just a little over 5 minutes left here in the second half. Bastion will take the ball up. They got to play tight D on her. She will drop a three. We already have seen her do it. She goes out, and since we're going up the jumper, and the ball jumper is made by number 30, Sarah Fairburn. Fairburn will go ahead and make the jumper.
Fairburn's the 5'11 senior, but Fairburn with a bunch of rebounds in the first half, Jet. She's been tough all night on the D's.
No doubt about it. Fairburn has been able to get in there and on tough on the D's right there with the drop of Jimmy. However, Bastion will go back to the line.
Where'd you come up with that Jimmy thing?
Jimmy, that's the term for jumper. You never heard that term, Jimmy?
I don't know if I've heard it. I've heard it a lot of times tonight. That's one thing. I don't know how many times I've heard it before tonight.
Maybe that's me and my roommate, the famous Cam Parker. Maybe that's our own batting.
I don't know, man. You pulled it out tonight, and you've been dropping Jimmys everywhere.
I'm telling you.
No, that's all right. Sounds good. We'll just have to listen back to the tape. We'll count up the Jimmys.
We'll count up the Jimmys or the jumpers. Jimmys are jumpers, for all those who didn't know. Excuse my street ball language, Stu. I've been commentating N1 basketball for way too long. Way too long. Got to get my sophisticated basketball language back.
No. Not on account of me. Don't do that. All right. Here we go back to the game. Rathley
will go up for the free throw. Rathley goes to the line, makes the first two, 55-45. A little under 5 minutes left here. Seems right now that Dominican has 9 fouls, eight going to Simpson, and Rafi will go ahead and make the second. The ball goes into Flatten. Flatten, they're playing tough D on her. They're not letting her get away with anything, which is best because she will make you pay. I thought she was going to pull up for the J on that one, Stu. She goes out to Baskerville. Baskerville will shoot, go inside the paint. She'll go up,
no!
Making the two.
What?
Baskerville getting up in the air, being able to drop the nice layup. Gets the points, and it's 57-46.
She's playing above the rim all of a sudden.
Yes, sir. Above the rim all day, every day. A little under 4:30 left here. 57-46. We're leading by 11, and I'm liking it.
I don't know about all.
They definitely have improved, Stu. And one thing that I did mention beforehand was that Lady Penguins need to eliminate simple mistakes, and they have seemed to do that. 57-46.
Taking advantage of the freebies, taking advantage of the fast breaks, and it seems like they're making a lot of fundamental shots that they should normally be making. And oftentimes you and I sit here, Jet, and we cringe when they don't just take care of the fundamentals.
Yes, sir. Well, we just want our teams to do good, Stu, and there's definitely a thing that bugs us both when they miss the free ones, but we definitely have to say that when it comes down to it, you have to be able to make those simple. Oh, and the ball is blocked by Taki Tokoi as the ball is carried up by Simpson University. Taki Tokoi caught me talking, and she went ahead and blocked the ball. Said, pay attention, Mr. Jet Jackson. So we're back to it, 59-46.
It was 2-on-1 there, and Tokoi was right in the middle of everything. But she is a solidly built young lady. And she was able to wrestle that thing down and draw the foul as a result.
No doubt about it. She's an athlete, too.
Technical? No. Oh, okay. One of the players is fouled out of the game. I don't know who that was. It was Rackley. We'll find out who that was, Jet. But then they have to go through this formality of having the player leave the game officially. It's not Rackley. It is 32.
Yes, sir. That Barrett. Is number 32, Paige Barrett. She fouls out. Alicia went out in good fashion. Unlike the old Dennis Rodman, you know, every time he fouled out, it was a show in itself.
Well, the good thing about it is it gives an extra little time out for the Penguins to talk about their strategy as Tokoi goes to the line.
Yes, or misses the first.
Yep.
Cringe. Tokoi goes ahead, misses the first. Hopefully she can drop this second one. Gets it. 60-46 now as the Penguins are up by a pretty good amount. Simpson University take the ball court. They have to stop dropping threes if they want something to happen. Rafa goes up. Ooh. Oh, in and out. That almost scared me. Ball is rebounded by Shelly Kamenko. She'll go ahead and Michaela Baskerville. Baskerville will go to Gomes. Gomes goes up with the long two and makes it 62-46.
Gomes is a shooter. She is an
all-around player, Stu.
Hidden gem. Gomes just joined the team last year, and she has been a super addition.
No doubt about it. She's definitely been a force to reckon with ever since she came onto the court here at Dominican University. Great personality as well. But, however, I believe she goes ahead and fouls number 23, being as tenacious as she is on both the offensive and defensive side of the ball. She goes ahead and gets 23, Chelsea Engstrom. Engstrom will go ahead and make the first of two free throws. Score is 62-47. A little under three and a half minutes left here. The second half, the ball is rebounded. Free throw is missed, rebounded by Michaela Baskerville. Go down to Flatten. Flatten will take the ball court. Tight pressure on her, as always. Teams know that you have to account for her. She will hurt you. Flatten goes back into Gomes. Gomes almost picked there, but able to snatch the ball in quick. Baskerville will go up the jumper. Misses, rebounded by Gomes. Gomes holds it. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Should go inside to Kremenko. Kremenko goes up. Misses. Ball's rebounded by Rackley. We've seen, we said her name too many times tonight. She is definitely a standout on the Simpson squad. And the ball shot up again by Simpson University. Three-pointer is missed. The attempted three by number 30, Sarah Fairburn. However, the ball is shot in and made by Simpson University. Scored.
Rackley again.
Rackley again.
Nice no-look pass out of Rackley, too. Over to Fairburn to miss it. Then Rackley with the rebound and puts it down.
No doubt. And at least Flatten will shoot in. Pass to Raquel Gomes. Gomes misses the easy wide-open look. 62-4. No doubt, Flatten pretty much bulldogged straight to the ground. And she'll go ahead to line and shoot her well-deserved, too. Flatten did get flattened on that one.
Yeah.
She goes up, makes the first of two. Best revenge is a win, though. Rich Flatten able to keep her cool. 63-52. 2 minutes and 13 left. Only had 3 seconds on the court, and they already fouled someone. And Flatten goes ahead and makes her second. Now make it 64-52 with 2:12 left in the game. As Rafferty takes the ball court, must play tight on her. If anyone can bring them back, it's her. Cincinnati University has all their shooters on the floor. Rackley, Kesser. Rackley will go up with a shot. A little too deep. Ball is rebounded by Shelly Kremenko. Kremenko having a great game on the defensive side of the ball so far. She's going to Gomes. Gomes will go out to Kayla Baskerville. Baskerville will shoot out back to Gomes. The Dominican is just milking clock. Gomes. A little waking up there. Baskerville will have the ball again. She'll go back to Flatten. Flatten's out on the perimeter. Picks up the screen from Raquel Gomes. 7 seconds up from shot clock to Baskerville. Baskerville goes down low to Kremenko, and she gets the layup. 66-52, a minute and 26 left in this game.
Way to work the clock and then pick up the deuce with 3 seconds on the shot.
No doubt about it. Shot is put up, however, by number 30. That is Sarah Fairburn, Simpson University. The Red Hawks are still scoring, still trying to climb back in. It's 66-54, a minute and 10 left as Flatten takes the ball up the court. Flatten, who is double-teamed. They're playing some tight trap defense. Goes into Tekoi. Tekoi picks up the easy layup. 68-54. When you double-team someone, someone's always accounted for. Dominican made them pay for that, Stu.
Penguins look better now than they have all night.
Rackley goes up again. Misses the jumper. Ball is rebounded by Baskerville, who must watch out from behind her. As she was almost stolen from that time, showing great ball control, however, and great handles. Goes out to Tekoi. Tekoi passes inside to Gomes. Two people on her. Back to Baskerville, sitting on the perimeter. Goes inside to Kremenko.
Coming up on 30 seconds, Jed.
Yes, sir. 33.5, 68-54. So far here, and the ball will go to Cincy University as they inbound it off ball foul. We'll credit them with that. Chester heads up court. Goes inside to 30. Fairburn goes up, makes the long two. 24-8 left. It's 68-54 with the clock counting down. 20 seconds, 25 on the shot clock. Chell Gomes will have the ball. Goes out to Flatten. She'll sit on it. Hopefully we'll come away with the win, even though Simpson doesn't seem to be dying down whatsoever. 5 seconds left, and you can pretty much put this in the books for your lady.